92.3.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Finally Friday. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. It's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt in Key Marine Center. We also have Bill in studio with us. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, the weekend looks good.
Yeah, it's looking good. Yeah,
get your boat ready. Get out there. So we've
nice
had a few rainy weekends, and it's getting better and better. So
I understand you're going out pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm going to go out probably Saturday for a little while and just do a morning run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the heat. I can't stand the heat anymore. So I don't go out all day. I go in either evenings or in the mornings or something like that.
That
probably
makes
take
sense.
The boat out for a little while. Yep, and go out there and maybe have some brunch somewhere on the water. I don't know. We'll do something fun and get out on the water a little bit because you got to get out on the water.
Yes, you do.
You know, get off these roads out here.
Go ahead
and get
fun.
Out on the water for sure. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. Check out their website, keymarinecenter.com. They have all their specials on there. They have many of their products on there that they have in stock. Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, they can do MerCruiser as well, and they can repair all those products. So check them out at keymarinecenter.com. Give them a call at 850-492-0487. Bill's going to tell us about some specials here in just a little bit that they got going on over at Key Marine, and you can save a lot of money right now, and definitely jot that number down and check out that website. I am the Marine Instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone located at 2400 Long Lake Drive. I don't know what happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I talk too fast. Let me slow down.
Sometimes.
Turn this into a two-hour show.
Yeah.
George Stone Technical College, located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu is a website. We also have a Facebook page, and there's a lot of cool stuff going up on our Facebook page, so you need to check that out as well. We are in summer school.
Mm-hmm.
And we still got stuff going on over at George Stone, and we have a lot of classes running for summer. And the Marine Service class has been wide open throttle. That's WOT, wide open throttle at George Stone. And we've been doing a lot of stuff so far. We've taken several field trips, and that's always fun. And my students are showing up and going. We went to Cape Horn Boats. We've been to Arco Marine. And then last Tuesday, we had a rain out the previous Tuesday, but last Tuesday, we ended up at Marine Max for a tour.
Oh, nice.
And that was awesome. And
yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to several people over at Marine Max. Dan Cook is their service manager. He helps facilitate all this. We have Matthew Roth, who has been there for 6 months out of my class. He's been there 6 months. He co-op, so part of that time that he was there, he was co-op, so he's only really been legitimately lurking there as a full-time employee versus a student at George Stone for about 2 months, and he was our boat captain.
Oh, nice.
Huh. Right?
Yeah.
And he was our boat captain, and Aaron Nicholson, he's been there 10 years and been out of George Stone for 10 years, and he was our tour guide, and he's also their master yacht tech as well.
Yeah.
And then we have several other students over there. I have Stephanie, who's in the parks department, that's been out of class, I think she told me 4 or 5 years that she's been out of class. So we've supplied a lot of students to Marine Max, to Key Marine, to other facilities in town who not only our students are working there, but they're actually when we place other students there, they hire our students.
Mm-hmm.
The students are hiring our students, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, and you start thinking about that, you know, and the techs and stuff that we have working there. Jeff Crane from Yamaha, he was with us on the Marine Max tour as well, because we took out a boat that had Yamaha product on the back of it.
Mm.
And Jeff was there with us, and they had just had a great time, you know, at Key Marine. At Marine Max. And we just had a good time over there.
Yeah, so, that has to be a proud moment for you seeing those students in those roles.
Yeah, it was so much fun, and we just really enjoyed that. And here's what happens whenever we go take students to those locations. Students will tell me, this is where I want to work, you know? And Matthew Roth was a good example of that. When we did a tour last year, Matthew said to me, I want to work at Marine Max. This is where I want to work at. And he's working there.
Oh, nice.
And I had two younger students just yesterday tell me, we want to talk about going to work at Marine Max. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the boat trip is one thing. You know, we took a 33 Grady out, you know, and they showed them all the electronics and how the boat operated. It had four level four joysticks, Yamaha system on the boat. And it was an autopilot, all that stuff that they were seeing, the radar and all that. And Matthew was talking to him about all that stuff and all how it worked and how he enjoyed going out on the boats, but also working on the boats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see that, and then we do a tour of the facility, they start to understand how these facilities work, you know, with rigging departments and yacht departments, outboard departments, these kind of things, you know, service advisors and all that. And my students get excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got to do. We've got to keep them excited. Like the students that I've now your employees that I have working at your place, the excitement that they have and they come to me and you know, from Key Marine and they say, man, I love working there.
You know,
that's what our goal is.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so thank them for having us out there and taking the time. That was about 4 or 5 hour day for us at that facility. And it takes out a lot of time and effort and money, of course, out of their pockets for them to do that for us.
Yeah.
You know, supply a boat, all these things. So check out Marine Max's Facebook page as well. They have a nice picture of us on there on the boat. So check them out also. We're cleaning up the shop. We're getting ready for next year. So we're working on that as well. So it's just been a lot of stuff going on over at the school, and we have one more tour left. We're out this week. I'm not in school this week. I am going back next week for 2 more weeks, and then the summer school is done, and then we're heading into fall.
Okay, so this is your 4th of July week.
Yeah, headed into the new year, and you know, you're out there listening to us, 850-437-1620, and you have a comment. Maybe your comment might be, if he's talking like that on the radio, I can imagine how tired he is of all the stuff he's got going on around, you know, at the school and the things that we're trying to get put together, like all the field trips and stuff like that. And next week I have a meeting on Tuesday, and I'm not going to tell you about the meeting. You have to tune in next Friday, but I have a meeting with someone at school with the principal and some other instructors at the school. I have a meeting on Tuesday. So I want y'all to tune in next Friday so I can talk about the meeting that I'm having at school Tuesday. And it's going to be exciting, the things we got going on. So
okay. It's
for the community.
All right.
And it's going to be awesome.
A little bit of a cliffhanger.
In.
I like it.
I'm not going to even give you a clue. You're going to have to tune in next Friday to find out. So,
all right.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So we're working on that as well. 850-437-1620 is the number. So that's what we got going on. I know Bill has a lot to talk about. Plus, he wants to do a giveaway. So we're going to do that giveaway about 20 after. And I'm going to turn it over to Bill and let him take it from here. And go ahead and talk about all the great things going on at Key Marine.
First of all, I had a question about that tour and the boat you took out. You said that you had the level 4. Did you have the new controller? Did they have that?
They did not have the controller on the boat. It was a 22 model boat. It's actually one of their used boats they have for sale.
Right.
They did not have that on there, but we see the controller. Yeah, you need to talk about
that.
Yeah,
we've already done at least one of those, maybe two of those. And they just came out, and it's basically a remote control that you're able to, like when you're docking the boat, get out to the side of the rail and change your angle of perception so you don't hit the dock as much and all that. It's just like a remote control, and you've got joystick on it and all of that. It's pretty cool. Pretty expensive, but really cool.
They had that on their boats over at the boat show over at the wharf, mm-hmm. and you could actually stand on the bow of the boat and maneuver the boat to the dock. Or I don't know if 100% you can do this or not, but you could probably be on the dock bringing your boat to the dock probably. But, you know, I don't know how that works as far as having a captain on board. But but literally that's what it does. You have a control in your hand. It's pretty cool.
It's an exciting product that's offered by Yamaha now. And, of course, we can handle those rigs no problem. I've got at least 2 or 3 of the guys that know that Helm Master inside and out and every little detail about it. Yeah, and I wanted to go ahead and give our shout out to our employee of the week. We've been doing this, and then we'll pause for a while because I think we've got maybe 2 or 3 more that need to be mentioned. But this week, it is Max Johnson. Max Johnson, he's been with us about 5 years. I remember he came there when he was just 18 years old, and wanted to just get into the industry with no formal training. He just bypassed all that, his upbringing with his father and all, and them being involved in racing radio-controlled cars and stuff. He's just a super learner. He's retained everything I've taught him and everything that he's learned. He's just one step away from being a Mercury Master Tech. He's also he's certified in Yamaha. He's been to the Power Pole School, got completely certified with that, the NEMA 2000. He's super proficient in all the newer electronics and trolling motors. He's the one that handles most of our Rodan diagnostics because we are a Rodan trolling motor dealer. And so I just wanted to give a special shout out to Max. We really appreciate him being there, and I know he loves being there. And then also, we had mentioned, I believe, week before last and maybe last week, Stefan had mentioned, we do have some deep discounts on some Mercury product that we still have in the crate, and we're getting new stuff in. And anything that we have in stock, we're going to offer it well below list price there. And, you know, the Mercury has not quite as good a name as Yamaha has as far as popularity. And so, but anyways, it's a super good product. We can get you up to 5 years warranty. So don't miss out on that. And then let's see, what else we got here? Our wait time, like you've heard me harping on that, is that the wait time is still at minimum. We've been doing more business than ever before, but still it's only a day or two before we can get to your boat. Unheard of in the marine industry for a quality OEM shop. And then the last thing there is that Suzuki still's offering their two-stroke conversion. If you're got an old two-stroke motor and you're needing to repower, of course you can't buy any two-stroke product anymore from any of the dealers, any of the major dealers, or definitely you just can't buy them anymore, but there's some deep discounts there as well. I guess they're just doing their part in getting that product off the water and, you know, getting rid of the two-stroke oil that's in the water and all that. So come see us for that, and also give us a call for any of the special pricing. We've got a lot of littler motors in stock too, all the way up to the big stuff. So just give us a call there.
So okay. I'd like to touch a little bit on that where you said that we had a person at your place that you brought up from a young age.
Yep.
That kind of used to be the thing back in the day, was a lot of times people that go into the marine industry, or sometimes they end up as a boat washer, mm-hmm. they come to your place or helper, and they move their way up, you know, through the ranks as far as starting to learn, and then you see some potential in them, and you put them to, you know, you send them to schools and that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And I think that's a cool thing to have, is when you have somebody that comes up like that, you know, that came in as a boat washer, a helper, and you see potential and you start moving them through. So it's pretty neat. And that's a great thing to do, but there's also benefits to getting people from Georgetown too. We got a call or text?
Yeah, we have a question on the text line for you, 437-1620, if you have any questions for our guest. Is the BoatSmart crew familiar with KCS International, maker of Rampage Sport Yachts? Or Rampage boats? That's the question.
Rampage.
So are we talking about a Whaler? Because I know Whaler had a Rampage. Is that, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You know, there are so many boat manufacturers out there. It's unbelievable how many boat manufacturers are in the market. You know, you got the big players, of course, you know, and then it trickles down. I know that Whaler had a boat they called Rampage. I don't know if that's what we're talking about. Maybe they can clarify that for us.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm more than happy to talk about it.
All right, 437-1620, if you have any additional questions.
Yeah, and back to the deal about the getting younger people involved in our industry. It's always exciting because, of course, the industry is constantly needing new technicians. And every once in a while, you come across a person that, you know, has those different set of values and everything and is an overachiever. I remember when Max, he was just there. He had started in like August, and I was telling him, I seen him, you know, looking over people's shoulders and really wanting to be involved in what the mechanics were doing, because he had his mind on that. That's exactly what he intended to do. And so it's really always exciting to have someone like that, because you always really, like Stefan and I, we both try hard to motivate these guys and teach them everything we know. And then you do have some that take it to that other level, and Max is doing that for us, and yeah, we're very excited to have him, and I just keep singing his praises because, you know, he's doing his part for sure.
So I'm looking online for Rampage, and there is actually a boat manufacturer called Rampage. Mm-hmm. And they look like they make some walk-arounds and all the way up to some convertibles and cruisers, offshore-type fishing boats and things like that. So I am not familiar with that manufacturer, so if they want to clarify what the question would be on that boat. Like any boat, you want to check references and see, you know, look at the boat and see what kind of quality they are, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a beautiful looking boat, I'm looking at a 2005 45 convertible.
Yeah.
And that boat is beautiful. I love the lines on it and things like that. Even their walk around looks good. It's a good looking boat. I just don't know, I don't know the background on that boat.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Probably diesel powered looking there.
Yeah.
They're on that level from what we're seeing online here. And
yeah, you can get there and look at them and see what they got. But yeah.
No additional follow up yet. So,
no.
But if you want to do the giveaway, we're at 10:21.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that right now. Last week, we're going to ask the same question this week because no one got it last week. And we feel like it's a fairly simple question here. And the question is, what is the part on the sides of a boat that helps to protect it from rubbing on the dock when it's in the water? Like when you're launching the boat, you're near this is called something, and most people know what it's called. And the prize this week is the Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki key ring. So, yeah, be the first caller or texter, and we'd love to give that away.
Yeah, and the answer's kind of in the question. So
it is.
Yeah, the answer is in that question.
Okay, so once again, what is the part on the sides of the boat that helped protect it from rubbing on the dock while in the water? If you've got an answer, 437-1620.
Yeah, so when you go back to what Bill was talking about bringing up somebody, I was actually brought up that way in the marine industry. That's how I started. I think you started kind of the same way, did you not?
Yeah,
did you
I got inspired by in the high performance racing part of it over in Milton. There was a guy named Dale Melton at Outboards Unlimited. He's no longer with us, but yeah, most people do get inspired, and it's always exciting when you can do your part to get them super excited and wanting to achieve.
Yeah, I think a lot of times the people that come up through the ranks like that are motorheads. They know about motors, they understand engines and things like that. That helps a lot with an understanding of the marine industry. A lot of students that come into my class know very little. Some of them know very little about even holding a wrench in their hand correctly, you know.
Yep.
And so the advantage of hiring students from George Stone is I can bring them past those levels a little bit before you guys get them, you know.
Right.
But it's all, you know, that's how the tech schools was really developed, was through businesses hiring people and bringing them up through the ranks, teaching on-the-job training. That's basically where tech school started anyway.
Right. Yeah. And really my background was you know, being in the garage where my dad grew up racing motocross. And then in high school, we had a small engine repair class, and it actually was 1 year, it was only one period. The second year, it was two periods. And so I had done all that and did, back then we didn't have computers, and so it was basically, like you said, just being a motorhead and being the son of a true motorhead.
Yeah, I literally started scraping the bottom of boats. That's where I started, you know, and painting boats and refabbing the interior. I was a laborer on a 90-foot yacht up on the Mississippi River, and that's where I started in the marine industry, was working on a 90-foot yacht, ripping it apart, not knowing anything about it.
Right.
And I was just working under a contractor that was doing all the work in the boat, and I was just a laborer. I was just pulling the stuff out and helping him move stuff back in and doing what they told me to do. And through that, through my work ethic, that's why the marina asked to hire me after that job was done.
Yeah, I remember you telling that story, and that's interesting, and that is the norm. With me, it was definitely a little bit different because of, you know, like I said, getting involved in doing electronic technician job and making decent enough money to be racing the boats on the river. I already knew those skills. So when I first started in the marine industry, I was diagnosing running issues from day one. To this day, I've never hung a motor on the back of a boat. So I've always been used to figure out running issues and build major components.
You got some follow-up on that one?
Yes, sir. So James from Gulf Breeze correctly guessed rub rail.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. James. There you go.
Yeah. And we had a ton of people answering over here as well on the text line that had it right
all
as
right,
well.
All right, so we actually got a phone call.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Man, thank you so much, y'all, listening and calling in and stuff like that. So that's what we live for here, is to teach people about boats.
Right. If you'll come out to 5621 Bower Road, we've got that bagged up for you, and we'll give it to you and give you a little tour of the place if you want. But, yeah, come on out and get it.
So, you know, whenever we were talking about the work ethic and stuff like that, you know, I've always worked my entire life, like from the time I was like 14.
Yeah.
You know, too. And a lot of times that happens with older people like us, you know. You don't know that. But
I started working at 14
yep,
as well.
So I thought you were just much younger than us, and, you know. So, but anyway, you know, that work ethic that you have, and a lot of times you can't – I don't know that you can put that in people or not. I think sometimes a light bulb goes off and they say, you know, I need to work on that work ethic maybe, you know.
Kinda. I think you're right there. Some of it can be instilled by the, you know, mentors for sure. I honestly feel that, but it definitely has to be ingrained in the way your brain is for sure.
Yep. So the rubber rail was the answer to that question.
That's awesome. Yes,
and try not to bounce your boat off the dock too much.
Or yeah. They call it rub rail, not bounce rail.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That is actually a maintenance part. You should probably look at your rub rail every once in a while, make sure all that stuff's intact and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got one right now we're having to fix for him.
Replace the rub rail?
Not replace it, just fix it, because okay. I think he did a little bit more than rubbing.
There you go. That happens sometimes. I see people put their boats on the docks pretty hard, you know, and or bump into other boats and stuff like that. We got 4th of July weekends coming up pretty soon, mm-hmm. so you need to start checking your lights on your boat if you're planning on going out on the boat. You're going out on the river?
Yep, Blackwater River.
Blackwater River. I've done that fireworks show several times from the boat. That's a good fireworks show to do from the boat. And also the Pensacola show is a great one to do from the boat. But as you start thinking about that, safety first, okay? Make sure you have enough life jackets, enough gear on the boat for all the people that you're going to bring, okay? Don't shoot fireworks from the boat.
Right. Yeah, that's always a problem.
I see it a lot.
Let me add something real quick as far as the light situation goes. And real quick, I had a near catastrophe years and years ago because someone else's lights, they were working, but they were super dim. And we had come up all the way around from Blackwater River because they were canceled that year to Pensacola Bay here. And as we were coming under the bridge, I could see the majority of the boats in the distance, but there was one that was already stopped and anchored off, and his anchor light was so dim that it blended in with the ones right behind him, and we almost hit him.
Yeah, you got to be very aware of what's going on around you with the boats. And you need to understand navigation and how the lights work. What, you know, when you see the lights going in one direction or another, or just sitting there not doing anything, like you see one white light, like you said, things do blend in.
Yeah, and another thing there real quick, Stefan, is the factor of your eyes being watered up and stuff from coming a distance like that. People got to take that into consideration too. It's way different than being in a car. You know, so your senses, like your vision and hearing, can be affected by that long trip you've just taken.
No doubt about it. And, you know, with the Blue Angels are going to be flying pretty soon. A lot of people do that. We'll talk about that as we get closer and the safety things you need to do on that. You know, patience is the number one thing, too.
Yeah.
As far as safety.
Don't be in
a
hurry.
You can't be in a hurry. When I do fireworks shows on my boat, I stay put until everybody leaves, pretty much. Until I start seeing lights in the distance, you know, boats moving around, I typically stay where I'm at.
That's
and I
safe.
Wait on everybody to kind of move on, you know.
Yep.
I'm not the one, because rushing to the boat ramp is not going to do you any good. Because you got a whole lineup of boats wanting to get out. So
gotta
why
anyway.
just sit there for a little bit, you know, drink you some Coke or water or whatever and relax, eat some snacks, and then ease back to the boat ramp or wherever your home port is and just relax. So
especially this year, because it's going to be the next day is going to be Sunday and you don't have to get home super quick.
So it's going to be good. I love the flags out front, by the way.
Those are awesome.
The flags on the front porch over here, y'all. That's very patriotic. I love that over here at 1620. It's great. So thanks for all the calls. Thank you for the listeners today, and we'll be back next Friday. Remember, I got something I'm going to give you that you need to be tuned in for. It's going to be very exciting, so tune in next week for that.
I can't wait, for sure.
All right, thank you both for being here.